Declan Devine, job done, satisfactory night at the office.
Good night at the office. You know, when you play Northwest Derby, first and foremost, it's important to win the game. I felt we won the game quite convincingly. We could have won by a bigger margin, but you know, they scored four fantastic goals on the night. It was very pleasing for myself.
The two goals by Stephen McLaughlin in the first half really gave you the platform for the comfortable victory, the second of which was an absolutely stunning strike.
Stephen McLaughlin continues to get better. He's going from strength to strength. He's grabbed games this year and by the scruff of the neck and pulled us through, and tonight was no different. We felt that, you know, we could exploit Van Harps at corners. We knew that we could get Stephen free, and Stephen popped up with the opening goal, which led to us dictating the game. So, you know, the second goal is an out of this world bit of technical ability from Stephen McLaughlin. He's flicked the ball up and volleyed it into the top corner, and you go a long way to see a better individual goal. But, you know, I felt all the standards of the goals tonight was very good. I felt the second half, I think the third goal by Rory Patterson's maybe 25, 26 passes, a fantastic through ball, and then a wonderful finish. And then the fourth goal is technically very good again, good link-up play. We passed the ball around Van Harps very well when the tempo of the game died. It's a fantastic cross from Roy Higgins and a run and header timed to perfection from Barry Malloy. So, you know, as much as Stephen has changed the game with his first two goals, I think the overall play in the second half merited the 4-0 win.
Coming in here against a Harps team that was on the back of five defeats and they were pretty depleted tonight, could be a difficult game for a manager maybe to motivate his players for. What was the message from yourself during the weekend in the lead-up to the game?
Well, I think if you have to motivate your players to play in a Northwest Derby, then there's something wrong with your players, to be honest. But, you know, there's a great bunch of young players here. We feel we can continue to get better. We are a relatively new team in terms of we've lost a lot of players from last year. But, you know, we have to have belief in our ability. And, as I say, there was no real team talk needed tonight. You know, we were constructive in our approach to the game. We felt we knew what Van Harps' weaknesses were. We felt that we knew what our strengths were. And, you know, thankfully we were able to get the result we wanted.
And you lost your striker, Mark Farron, who'd only come on as a substitute, Declan, late in the game. Can you shed a wee bit of light on what happened, Mark?
Well, he's hurt his hamstring again by the looks of it. I haven't had a chance to speak to him yet, but, you know, Mark's been out for a period of time. You know, he's been back working very hard. It isn't the case that he was just through on tonight. He's physically conditioned to play. He has been training and sprinting away for a period of days. And, you know, he's very unfortunate if he's hurt his hamstring again. But, you know, we'll sit down with Mark over the coming days and see where we're at. But like I say, he's on the time scale that's needed to recover from a hamstring injury. He's sprinted, he's opened up, and we'll hopefully it'll not be as bad as we first fear.
A lot of talk, Declan, pre-match about the availability or otherwise of Thomas McMonagall and the Harps lineup. Harps named him among the substitutes, but from your perspective, you'd be happy enough that he didn't line out.
Well, Thomas McMonagall is on loan from Derry City. We'd have looked rather foolish if Thomas had scored the winner or hurt one of our players tonight. So, you know, common sense prevailed, as was said.
And into the next round of the Cup, the FAI Cup, I suppose, always a great competition to be involved in. So, from your perspective, the job has been done tonight?
The job's been done. The mission was to get through this round. The mission was to beat your Northwest rivals. And, you know, we move on now and we try and get another one on Friday night against Shells. Job done.